Ramparts is a social centre in East London and has run lots of events for the last 4 years. It's been up for eviction in early December. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, the papers arrived on the 13th of December and the court was on the 20th, which meant that there were only 5 days left for us to prepare some kind of a defence. The papers were actually written and printed on the 5th of December, but they waited that long to leave as minimal time for us to prepare. And the court was on the 20th.
What happened when you went to court?
It was a very, very, very long court case, 3.5 hours. It was quite painful to see how the judge was swaying from one side to the other. Kind of, it seemed that he couldn't make up his mind how to rule.
Did he give you leave to appeal?
Well, he gave us 14 days, which is next to nothing, because we mentioned that there's loads of groups involved in the rampart that need to have some time to move and to find a new place. Maybe he calmed his heart and thought about Christmas and giving us a present of 14 days.
Was the process any different, say, to a home eviction? So often when people go to court and they're squatting a property, they're given just 24 hours to get out. Why do you think Ramparts was treated differently?
We were arguing that there was a licence given to us by the owner due to various incidents where there was kind of a quid pro quo arrangement of us doing him favours and him, you know, seemingly allowing us to stay there. We had quite a bit of evidence of that and the judge seemed quite convinced, and at one stage we fought that we would actually win the case. But at the end of the day, what he did instead was simply to grant the claimants their possession, but give us 2 weeks before that possession order was made valid. We were given until the 3rd of January to get out. That was Christmas and New Year period and quite difficult to get any legal advice or discover what to do next. However, we managed to put together an appeal, which we lodged on the 3rd of January. My understanding is that that puts a kind of a halt on any attempts by the claimant to get a warrant to get the bailiffs to get us out. We're now waiting for the appeal date. We haven't been told what the appeal date would be. We should hear within a few more days.
The judge stated that it was a license of will that we had from the owner to use the building as a social centre. And there was even the assistant of the owner telling us, oh, the owner is really happy about what you're doing and we're happy that you're staying in the building. And if property has to be eventually to be developed, then we're going to find a new house so you can continue with your good work.
Why do you think social centres are important to the community?
Because there aren't enough places where people can meet, where people have access to information which is not mainstream, which is not processed, which is more authentic. There's not many places where people can gather together without any urge to spend money. People aren't forced to consume things, where people can just be free in what they want to do. Free spaces. The Rampart is a place where people can take the chance to take on responsibility for their lives and what they're doing and for their environment.
I think social centres, well, there's various different models of social centres and it's kind of a meaningless term without some context. But I think that in the UK context, it's about providing non-commercial spaces where people can put on the type of events or activities which it would be hard to find another venue to do, because normally another venue has to pay its rent, etc. And in order to do so, then the users of that space have to be contributing financially. So activities which can't contribute financially or not significantly enough don't get the space. And in autonomous social centres, that's not true, because money isn't the motivating factor. So it enables people to put on events, the type of events that you just won't find elsewhere. And you can do events where there's going to be no exchange of money at all, where it might be an exchange of skills. I think what this does is facilitate the ability for people to get together and organise in ways which aren't, you know, mediated by someone trying to make a buck out of them.
What kind of things happened at Ramparts?
We've had film festivals, a regular women's cafe, cinema nights, poetry slams, gatherings for various campaigns like the climate camp or the arms trade protest, performance artists. We've had radical book reading theory group, various radio collectives producing stuff there.
What's your favourite event that happened in Ramparts over the last 4 years?
That is a very difficult question. We had a gigantic peace not war event in 2004. There was the European Social Forum in London, and we had people from all over the world coming to the Rampart, staying there. Then we had Punk Purim, which was also a buzzing event.
Tell me about Punk Purim.
It was quite an anarchist Jewish holiday, which was celebrated at the Rampart with a lot of music, great Hebrew hip-hop, and
Fiddler on the Roof. <laughs> <laughs> And
Sharon bashing cabaret. it was amazing how many people came from all over the world. Like, there was this guy from Hungary, and he came and he had an invitation, a flyer that somehow made the way to Hungary, and he found it there. Another thing which I really, really like is the alternative health clinic. Consultations by a homeopath. She gave remedies to people and was treating people just for an exchange. People brought something and she was treating them. I think that's a beautiful example for a non-monetary exchange.
A good example of an event which was put on at the Rampart, which would have been difficult to do elsewhere, was a debate about the attempted censorship of the Fundamental album called The Benefits of Jihad. We had a very, very active debate, a member of the band there talking about what was going on with his record company and calls by various MPs to have them arrested under the Terrorism Act and stuff. And I know that when people tried to organise a similar event in Oxford, the police put pressure on the venue to get it cancelled, and they didn't try to pressurise us to get it cancelled.
Yeah, because you have had some problems with the police outside at protest times photographing people going in and out of Ramparts.
Yeah, I mean, generally we've had very little attention by the police. We've had the so-called Forward Intelligence Team standing outside taking photos in an attempt to intimidate people attending some public meetings. But that's been pretty much it. I'd say, you know, maybe 5 or 6 times over the last 3.5-4 years.
What's your favourite memory from Ramparts?
Oh, God. Oh, I can't say. It has something to do with an axe.
What's your favourite memory that's broadcastable?
Okay, well, I think it was actually doing radio. We did, while the G8 was in Scotland, those of us that had to stay in London to look after the squat started doing some radio coverage of what was going on in Scotland. Turned into kind of this 5-day live marathon with no sleep. You know, people doing really stupidly long shifts. And then, of course, we had the bombings of the 7th of the 7th. Because we already had this international audience listening to our coverage of what was going on with the G8 mobilisations, it became that people were coming to Rampart radio station to listen to what was going on in London with the bombings, which was interesting because it was being rebroadcast by various groups and FM stations around the world.
What will happen if the Ramparts goes?
We had a meeting on Sunday, which was an attempt to talk about London social centres generally and the need to get more of them open and keep some continuity between the resources and the group using spaces when squatted social centres are evicted. What came out of that was, first of all, the news that there are 2, maybe 3 new buildings either already opened or about to be opened, which are planned to be new social centres. Also, various working groups looking at putting together a communication structure between the social centres so that the events at all the social centres are much easier to publicise. It's much easier for people to find out going on in all these radical spaces. It's easier for people to get involved. But more importantly, some attempt to focus on the resources and the groups and the events as the important things rather than the spaces which come and go and are lost. So an attempt to look at how we can take the resources from one space that's closing down and move into a new space, and how groups which are using those spaces can kind of hop from one to the other with much less disruption of events. Currently, there's a serious lack of social centres in London when you consider the size of London compared to, for example, Milan has a population of, I believe,
in Milan it's 1.5 million people and they have 15 social centres. So if you compare that to London, it's pretty poor what we've got here. It's not the lack of buildings, but maybe it's also the size of London, and to get people together and get something up and running is really difficult.
It's definitely not the lack of buildings. About 100,000 empty properties in London, 800,000 empty properties in the country. The reason for the lack of radical autonomous spaces is something other than a problem squatting. That's definitely not the problem. It might be the longevity of these spaces. In Rome, where there's about 30 social centres, frequently have lifespans of 20, 25, 30 years, whereas here you're talking typically 3 to 6 months.
So the Rampart has been exceptional.
The Rampart has been quite exceptional, in certainly in terms of recent history, for the length of time it's stayed open. But it's just the luck of the draw.
If people want to get involved and help out, what can they do?
The collective that runs the Rampart Social Centre has been meeting every Monday since the beginning, and we'll continue to do so. Those meetings also are discussing a future, kind of Rampart 2, as it were. There's a meeting on the 2nd of February, a meeting of a kind of London-wide, London Social Centres Network collective, which might be a good place to come if you are interested in setting up a social centre in your own area.
And that's on Rampart Street?
The meeting, no, it'll be in a new social centre, as yet to be disclosed. The meeting will be announced on IndieMedia, and the location will eventually be announced on IndieMedia. Or if you're a property owner with a large property empire of buildings just sitting there doing nothing, and you're feeling guilty about it and would like people to come and do something useful in your building, then let us know. I'm sure we can think of something to do with your buildings.
You can contact the Rampart by email, which is rampart@mutualaid.org, or check the website, which is www.rampart.co.nr.
I'm down in the basement of some dodgy building in East London with Fred Flintstone and
Miss Rampart.